Hello and welcome to the Random Fandom. I'm one of your hosts, Nick, and with me is the sensuous, the sexy, the the beautiful Slick. How are you, Slick?
I was dancing. Sorry, that's me right now. I'm safety dance. I'm addicted to the safety. My name is Slick, and I have a problem. I'm addicted to the safety dance.
You can dance if you want to.
You can leave your friends behind. Your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, no friends of mine. It's the most awesome song, maybe ever. I am so in love with that song. Just been listening to it a lot tonight. I put it on my MP3 player, so.
Oh my gosh, that is such a fun dance. It's a fun song. I haven't listened to it for a long time. I'm going to have to put that on my iPod.
I just did that tonight. I was like, because Mr. Mellor, Steve, posted a link to... It just about broke, Stu. Do you know who Momontaros is?
No.
It's Stu's avatar on Twitter right now.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like a demon on Kamen Rider. He's an Imogen, like, and he possesses people. But it's a shot of him... doing these moves with his arms, I think kind of maybe martial arts-esque moves, but it's looped, so he looks almost like he's dancing, and it says underneath him, I can dance too, and it's like, the original clip is like 30 seconds of the safety dance and him doing that. It's fucking brilliant, and then Steven has come up with, he did the full version of the song with him doing that. Just earlier today, like in the last hour or so, put it up on, YouTube. So I'm like, oh my god, safety dance, I have to hear the whole song. So I just went and grabbed it and put it on my MP3 player. And so I love that song.
I actually know that's one of the songs that Andy knows, and Andy doesn't know music, if you don't know that.
That's right, he does know that song.
He knows that song.
Great.
See, it's a good song for everyone. Even the people that don't know music.
So... yeah, it's funny because I was just like, oh, why is this so addictive? I've always, I remember when it was brand new and my brother and his best friend would flop on the floor and call it the epileptic dance. The epileptic dance. But, I mean, I always love that song. And like Stu said, because we shouldn't like it, but we do. And it's like, yeah, I'm fucking
that's what I'm surprised. It's totally not in your genre that you usually listen to. But hey, you know? I've always liked it. I remember when it came out. Oh. Besides doing your safety dance, what else have you been doing this week? Or the past 2 weeks?
So. Yeah, really. What have we been? Trying to think. Any movies I've watched? Nothing's coming to mind. Yeah, that I hadn't seen. Nothing's coming to mind. I did finish Deathly Hallows today, so I'm all done with Harry Potter books.
Oh, and what did you think?
Very, very good. Little sad, little upsetting.
Mm-hmm.
Certain aspects, but I want to say something to you. I wanted to say it to you before we start recording because I don't want to say it now, it's a spoiler.
You go ahead and say it.
No, I'm not going to say it.
Okay,
no.
Don't say
it. It's a big spoiler because it's something that hasn't been out in the movies yet.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I know. Yeah. I think I know what
the end of, you know.
I think I know what you're talking about because there's one part because I listened to that while I was at work. Bald, like a little baby.
I just texted it to you on here.
Okay, let me go over to Skype here. Yep, that's exactly it.
Yeah, I was too listening to it and I was like,
broke me. It just tore me apart, that part.
Yeah. I did like the epilogue on it, where it's like 19 years later. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall, I really, really enjoyed the books, and now I'm done with them, and it's kind of bittersweet.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, now I'm like, what the frig? I need more books to listen to.
I know. But see, that's how I was with the Dark Tower series when it ended. You're just like, you put all this time getting to know these characters, and when it's finished, it's like saying goodbye to an old friend that you probably like never see again. And it's just like, okay, so now what? Where do I go from here?
Yeah, it's just when it's that epic, it's hard to, feels like you're never going to finish, and you kind of want to, you can't wait to get to the end and see how it ends, and then you get there and you're like, crap,
Oh, and
now
now.
what? So, but yeah, so yeah, anybody out there that has suggestions for books, I'm definitely up for it, especially if you've heard the audiobook and you know for a fact that it's well done. Like, that's the thing, is those Harry Potter books were done by Stephen Fry, and I fear that he has set the bar so high for that, but yeah, I'm definitely open for suggestions, especially series, but a finite series. I don't want like an ongoing series.
Well, see,
Oh,
I
God.
like that's how I felt because all my friends kept on saying, "Oh, you need to get into the Wheel of Time series. Those ones by Robert Jordan that are huge." It's just like, okay. I tried to get into it, and it's just like, okay, there's how many more of these? Oh, it's still ongoing? No. Yeah, they're like 24 discs a piece. So,
Wow.
yeah, they're big. So,
Damn.
yeah. So, I'm
Anything
always
else?
up for suggestions too for good books. So,
Yeah, definitely.
oh, I'm glad you finished it. Yay!
Yeah, it was very cool. And then what else is we didn't get anything, I don't think. Nothing, like I said, nothing. I dusted.
Woo,
My house.
exciting.
I did Sunday, and I swear to God, I was dusting like my Revoltech Starscream, going, oh, this is terrible.
Well, that's the problem with Transformers is they have all those little nooks and crannies that you're just like, oh my gosh.
Well, it's funny because I have him standing next to my Arctic Destro, and they both are on stands, black stands, and it's like, oh my God, this that so that shows, more than, more than. And I was just like, oh God, there's a lot of dust on this crap. Always feels good to dust. Can't think what else I'm. Now, when we last spoke, I think I had just gotten it, but I've since read, well, not since we last spoke, but the last show. Nicole and I do actually speak to each other beyond the show. Hello. Marvel Heroes number 33 that Simon Williams wrote, when, inked and everything that Simon Furman wrote. I have actually since read it, because I think I had just gotten it that day that we did the last show, was too. And yeah, it's really, really awesome. Like, I understand why everybody else was that read it in the UK first was so excited about it. So, and it's really beautiful. Like, the stuff that Simon did is just
He's
amazing.
an amazing artist.
Yeah, he sure is. Have you seen that one that he put up on his Facebook page of Bruce Banner and then he's going into the Hulk? It's not colored yet. It's just the black ink.
I haven't yet.
In the last week or so, it's freaking amazing. It really is. You got to look at it. It's so cool. Because, like, it starts out with Bruce, and then, like, behind him, you see the Hulk getting bigger and bigger. It's that kind of a thing.
Oh, that's gotta be cool. I gotta go check that out. He's so talented and probably one of the sweetest guys you'll ever meet up with.
That was exactly what I was going to say next. Because, I mean, he didn't know me from Eve, and he's just been so sweet to me. I haven't had the chance to meet him yet, but,
Oh, you
I mean,
will. You're gonna
it
fall in love
talked
with him.
on Twitter, and he's just awesome. So,
He's like, just a big teddy bear. Love that guy. Love you, Simon. So.
and then the only other thing I did, watch Renegades Prime,
Yeah.
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who was awesome this week.
It's funny how many people are saying, like,
Hey,
oh,
you
this.
don't like it?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. I thought you were gonna go there.
No, let me finish what I was saying.
I know.
No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry. I just got excited.
Terrified I didn't like it. No, what I was saying was it's amazing how many people have said things like, oh, that might be my favorite episode ever and stuff like that. So I wouldn't go that far. I thought it was quite cool. It's leaving more questions to be asked.
Of course.
Cool.
Thanks, Moffat.
Yeah, exactly, which I love.
No, I think this is the episode that's that put me onto the edge of saying Matt Smith is my favorite Doctor, because of one scene where he actually showed emotion. I was just like, this is it. I fell in love with him.
Oh, I know, he was crying.
I know. I was just like, this is it.
I said too. I'm like, I can't. He's crying. I can't handle this.
I know. I he totally won me over. I was just like, okay, Matt Smith, you're my favorite now. with that
I'm
scene.
To think back. Outside of Tennant, who cried like every other minute. I don't recall any other Doctors crying. Not any of the classic ones. Mm-hmm. I don't reckon that they would have done. Kind of a different beast back then. I've not seen that much of McCoy or Davison or Colin Baker, the 80s guys. So, you know, Glenn and Matt would know better than me, but I don't recall ever what I have seen of them, they didn't cry. So it's not a common thing, and it can be handled not as well. And sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, this was handled very well. That's what I'm trying
to say. Oh, you just finally see that he has true love in this episode.
Well, and it's funny because, I mean, when it was titled The Doctor's Wife, a lot of people might have thought it was about River Song.
Well, I think everyone was thinking that, or 90% of people.
And when it turns out that really what they're talking about is the TARDIS, I thought that was brilliant, because really, who does he love more than the TARDIS?
Besides himself.
Okay. Well, and I really loved that whole notion of the TARDIS choosing him.
Oh, yes.
I thought that was very...
Stu
and I loved that, and the whole thing of him being able to speak with the TARDIS, thought that was cool. Mm-hmm. And I think Stu said while we were watching, said something like, I wish that, you know, he could continue talking to the TARDIS beyond this episode. And
oh,
I was like, me too, but I don't think it's going to happen. And of course it didn't in the end. You never know what's to come, but yeah, it was very interesting.
Anything's up for grabs with this season.
That's true. The only thing it sucks is I'm already bumming that there's only two more episodes, and then we have to wait till September for more. Because normally they just run the whole 13 in one go this time of year, but this time they decided to split it up, so the latter seven won't be until September.
I know. It's already going by way too fast.
Yes, it has. Damn it. That's just not right.
I know. Because, like you said, there's so many questions this season.
And then, of course, in the fall, then we'll get more Who. It'll be great in the fall when we get more Who and Sherlock Holmes and stuff, but it's going to suck over the summer.
I guess that's why a lot of people go on vacations, because they...
That's no telly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... God, there isn't going to be anything to watch over the summer. Is Prime going to be on over the summer?
Prime is, so...
Prime
is. Yeah.
Or Renegades.
And they'll probably do what they've been doing, switching it on and off, you know.
There's only, like, 5 or 6 Renegades episodes left. I think it's the same with Prime.
Is it? Oh, wow.
They were both only about 20-some-odd episodes each.
Yeah. But they're only, like, 15 episodes right now.
No, Renegades was 20.
Really? They're up to 20?
Yeah, and I think Prime is maybe at 15. Because they had that hiatus, but still, yeah. So there's not a whole lot of Renegades left, which...
New Scooby-Doo.
Sucks. we don't know when we're going to get more Renegades. That's what sucks about it.
We won't even go there. That makes me want to cry, too.
But this week's Renegades was awesome. Well, it had some really epically awesome moments.
Again, Lisa with a lot of questions.
In that, you get the Cobra Commander with the full mask.
Oh, I know, that was so cool.
When I was like, eee!
It almost looks like the IDW cartoon mask. Comic mask, almost.
Mm-hmm.
It's just missing, like, the bottom fangs. It looks so cool. Yeah. Let's see.
Prime, what happened on Prime? I'm trying to remember what happened on Prime.
Prime was started...
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Zombie Skyquake.
Yes!
Star Trek's arm, or Star Trek shit. Starscream's arm. Bloody hell.
I know. Did you watch it in high def?
Pfft, no.
Oh.
How would I watch it in high def?
So you could get some downloads that are high def, but I mean,
it might have been. I honestly don't know.
Because the details that they had on Starscream Space when Megatron was done with them.
We commented. I said that to Stu. I was like, look at him. He scarred all the shit.
I know.
And, you know, Stu was like, Megatron took his time. Yep.
Yeah.
And then his body was scarred all the shit, too.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Now, Stu has a theory that Starscream is gay. Do you think that's true?
I don't think so. The thing is with me, I don't think of Transformers as sexual in the first place. So.
Oh, come on. They're all bumming each other. You know it.
I've never pictured that out. And I know they have to have some kind of emotion, but I never pictured them being sexual creatures.
How do they reproduce? How do you get more Transformers?
Well, there's different theories. I mean, like the last Bay movie, they were hatchlings, you know, little cocoons and stuff.
In Revenge of the Fallen?
Uh-huh.
Jesus, I don't remember that. I must have blocked that movie out.
Don't blame you. Don't blame
you. Yeah. Saw it at the cinema. I don't know that I've seen it since, actually.
They have the hatchlings, or, you know, they're built in factories, and oh, there's several different scenarios.
And it's the Bonita Prime method.
Oh, God. Why'd you bring that up?
Good.
Oh, Bonita Prime.
Just wrong. Bonita. But, So, yeah, that was pretty much my week and a half or whatever. What about you?
I saw a couple movies, but I can't remember what I saw. Oh, I saw Just Go With It at the Dollar Theaters. That's about all you should pay for. It's that Jennifer Aniston, Adam Sandler one, where he pretends to be married.
I forgot about that one. Yeah, I couldn't remember what it was.
Very predictable. Nick, what's his name? He's a comedian. Nick Swanson.
Oh, Swartzen. Fucking love Nick Swartzen. He's awesome.
He was awesome in the movie. I loved every part that he was in. He was funny as hell.
He's always the best. He's like the only good thing in Chuck and Larry Get Married or whatever. I now pronounce you Chuck.
Too.
I forget what the hell that movie was. I love Swartzen.
Yeah, it's worth a dollar to see his roles because, oh my gosh, there's just a couple parts in there I'm just like, oh, this is beyond ridiculous, but it was funny at the same time.
Nicole, have you ever seen Grandma's Boy?
No, but wait, I saw it on Comedy Central, you know, with tons of different like commercial breaks and stuff. So I remember bits and pieces.
Oh, you need to see it uncut. Oh, you so need to see it. I bought it on DVD. I love Alan Covert, who played the lead in that. He's one of Sandler's best friends, and he's in like every Sandler movie in smaller roles, and he'll physically change his appearance for like every film. Like he gained weight for Little Nicky, and he gained weight for Mr. Deeds.
Oh, I know who you're talking
about. Blonde, yeah. And I always loved him, and I always fancied him. And he was I was so excited he finally got a lead, and I remember going to see that at the cinema. I think I went to see it twice. And
because I think he's in this movie too.
Oh, he probably is. He's always in the Sandler film.
It's just like he only has like maybe a dozen.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly. But I was so thrilled he finally got a lead, and Swartzen plays one of his co-workers and friends in it, and Swartzen lives with his quote-unquote roommates, who are his parents.
Oh, yes.
I call him roommates, and he's got one of those little kid car beds.
I know him from his stand-up. He is a funny guy, and like I said...
Oh, stand-up is awesome, yeah. Yeah.
Well, okay, I'm trying to think, what else did I see movie-wise? Well, I think that was about it, movie-wise, maybe. I haven't gone to the movies a lot. Because I'm trying to save my money. Oh, and my big purchase was I bought business cards to hand out for Random Fandom at BotCon. Yay!
You bought business cards for our show?
Yeah! I'm going to be passing those babies out!
Holy cow!
Yep, I'm like, here, listen, we might mention you. So, yeah. I'm doing marketing, people.
I did that before when I went to a con. I had business cards that a friend had made for an online magazine that I used to write for. So that was kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling me about that. Besides that, we've been remodeling. And that's basically it. And I've been dealing with people's dramas. Hence why we were on last week, because I have some idiot people in my life.
Now, the reason we didn't record last Thursday was because of your dad, so you shouldn't say that. He needed your help.
Oh, my, well, that, no. The, last Tuesday, when we were supposed to record.
Oh. Well, no, we were going to do it Wednesday because... Oh, yes. Oh, that's right, because we had just done it Saturday. Oh, yes, and then you had to take your friend to the ER. That's right.
Let me tell you about how dumb some people in my life are. And you know what? I don't care if she listens to this because she's an idiot. She probably doesn't. I have a friend who called me up. She's like, Nicole, you got to take me to the ER. I'm really sick. And I'm like, how sick are you? She's like, I'm constantly throwing up. I'm like, are you sure you just don't want to go to the doctor? She said, no, I need to go to the ER. I need to go to the ER. And I'm like... Some people that just love going to the emergency room for some reason. And so we wait there. You know, she's desperately sick. And so I'm like, she's thinking that maybe she had food poisoning or something. So we're sitting there in the ER. And then 2 hours later, we come to find out that she's pregnant. And I'm like, you do not know. I mean, this is not her first kid. First of all, I'm like, you don't know what morning sickness is? She's like, well, it was in the afternoon. I'm like, okay, first of all, that's the most retarded.
Oh, she did not say that.
She did. And then the most retarded thing is, I'm like, yeah, this is great to have a baby with a guy that you've been trying to break up with for the past 7 years. Okay? Congratulations. Uh-huh. I even said that to her. I'm like, I don't know, should I say congratulations? Are you happy about this? She's like, I don't even know how I feel about it. I'm like, yeah, So, that's why we missed recording last week, because I was dealing with people's drama. People swear. She's that ditzy. She actually said that. Well, it was in the afternoon. I was getting sick. I'm like, you did not just say that to me.
Oh, dear.
Oh, bless her stupid heart.
Mm.
Like I said, she's not listening to this, so I can say that.
Well, you didn't say her name either, so she might not know what you're talking about.
I know plenty of pregnant women right now, that's for sure. It's like something in the water. I'm like, I'm not using the same toilet seat as anyone else.
Nicole, you can't get pregnant like that.
Well, that's how everyone keeps on telling me, though. You go on the toilet seat, and then 8 months later, a stork brings you a baby.
Eight? It's 9 months.
I know.
It's not a stork, really. It's more of an eagle kind of a thing.
According to Vangelis and the WTF crew, it's a pelican.
A pelican? So they carry the baby in its beak?
Yep. If you think about it, that makes a lot more sense.
I just remember those stork cartoons on Looney Tunes always used to crack me up. Oh, a pissed up stork delivering a gorilla baby to a rabbit or something.
Oh, I love that one. Yeah.
Bugs Bunny delivering them to a gorilla family.
Have you been watching the new Looney Tunes?
It's terrible.
In case you guys didn't know, the new Looney Tunes premiered 2 weeks ago.
It's awful.
It's... I'm going to give it
to Lola. I would like to see Lola shot in the head and see the blood come out. And it's Kristen Wiig voicing her.
Yeah. The thing is, I'll give it 2 more episodes. Let me tell you. When you make... You have Daffy and Bugs, right?
Mm.
Both are iconic characters. But when you make... Bugs look like the asshole, and Daffy, the nice guy, there's issues, okay? Bugs is being a total douchebag in this series.
What I saw of it, he wasn't. He just was having to put up with a psycho woman who loved him 1 minute and hated him the next.
Yeah.
He tried to pick up with her, she went all psycho. It's like, Jesus, this is a terrible character.
Yeah, I don't like this Bugs. I don't like it. Mm-mm.
I don't mind the Bugs. I hate Lola.
Yeah, she was annoying. I'll give it 2 more episodes, and then if I can't really get into it, it's over. Boo. Anyways, that's playing catch up. So, should we get on with our news?
Sure.
All right. Let's see how we did the last weekend. No surprise here. For the second week in a row at the movies, Thor brought it in. Mm. Thor brought the hammer down.
Okay. You want him to bring the hammer down.
Oh, I'd love for him to bring his hammer down on me. Hello.
Oh, Nicole.
I know. Okay, number
took
two.
Took what I said and ran with it. I'm scared.
Number
After you said motherfuckers on the last show, Jesus.
Oh, that wasn't recorded, honey. You have no proof.
Yeah, it was. You said it afterwards, I think.
Did I? Oh.
I think so. When I
Number two was new this week, was Bridesmaids. That's kind of one I want to see because I've heard mixed reviews on it. And it has, her last name's McCarthy, the gal that plays Molly, Mike and Molly.
Oh, yeah, it has her. And I don't know her name, but yeah, I saw her in the
I know her name's last name's McCarthy because she's Jenny McCarthy's cousin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she said that on an interview once. So, mm-hmm. Number three is Fast Five, going down from number two. Number four, this was a new one out this week, was Priest. That's another one I've been hearing mixed reviews about. So, number five was Rio. Number six, Jumping the Broom. Number seven, Something Borrowed. Number eight, Water for Elephants. Number nine, still in the top ten, Tyler Perry's Madea's Big Happy Family. And number ten, Soul Surfer. So any surprises here, or?
No, not really. Fast Five is still doing really well.
I know. The thing is, Fast Five is the number one movie of the year so far. Thor still has not beat out Fast Five.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's because it made, what was it, 68 some odd million?
Yeah,
in its
the
first
week. Yeah. Which is really
that's
weird because
crazy.
The first week of Fast Five versus the first week of Thor, Fast Five made more money than Thor. Which to me boggles my mind because Thor, I know so many people that went and saw that. So.
Everybody loves the Thor.
Oh,
except
yeah.
Mikey. There was somebody else who didn't like it. Who the hell was it? I can't remember. Somebody, I think, in this last week tweeted that they thought it was okay. They weren't impressed.
Mm.
Can't remember who it was.
My mom enjoyed it, and she...
Because your mom fancies the lead.
Oh,
fancies
yeah.
The Thor.
Who wouldn't? There's something about us just like, wow, that guy had to spend hours in the gym. Wow.
Ugh.
Wow. So, well, coming out this week, there's only pretty much one movie that is coming out, and basically will probably take Thor off at the top spot, and that is Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. I know here they are advertising the hell out of this. They've even had Jack Sparrow impersonators on the TV at our local stations. There was this one I saw today. It was kind of creepy. He was so good. I'm like, you had to do like a double take to see if it wasn't Johnny Depp. So, it was like, all right. So, and if you're really interested, the Beaver is expanding. You know, I just
what is
that? That is so bad. The movie The Beaver, the Mel Gibson movie. It's
I was like, what did you just say?
It's expanding into a broader category. That sounded really bad.
Nicole, we don't need to hear about your issues.
Oh, wow.
Get back on the topic of movies
now.
Come on.
Okay, well, new out on DVD and Blu-ray. We have The Mechanic, The Right, and The Roommate. So those are your three big ones that are coming out.
I want to see The Mechanic. I saw part of the original, the Michael, I think it was Michael Winner film. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was one that Edgar Wright always spoke very highly of. But the original is Charles Bronson and Jan Michael Vincent.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, and I've seen bits of it, but I need to see this remake because I do like, what's his name, Ben Foster?
Mm-hmm.
Was Angel and Archangel in that shitty X-Men movie, and I remember him playing, he actually played a retarded student on Freaks and Geeks. That was where I first saw him.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he played, I can't remember the character's name, but he was on Freaks and Geeks back in the day, and I feel like I just saw Ben Foster in something, and I can't think for the life of me what the hell it was.
Oh.
But yeah, what I saw was him, and I kind of like Jason Statham. I need to, like, Stu and I watched Snatch the other night, and I hadn't seen it in years, and I love that movie. And I was like, Statham's kind of awesome.
You saw him in Pandorum. He was in
That's what it was. I didn't finish that film. I only managed about the first 30 minutes.
I haven't seen Pandorum.
Oh, it was terrible when I saw that. I think I only managed like 30, 40 minutes, but yes, that's what it was. Very good.
Yeah,
Damn.
I'm looking at his list here, and I'm like, I remember you telling me that Pandorum was bad.
Yeah, when I saw it,
so,
I'm not finishing
that's
it.
one that I wanted to see in the movie theater, and I never got to it. And doesn't sound like I didn't miss much, so.
No, when I saw it was bad. So, but
yeah,
I do like him, and I like. I need to see the Crank films too.
Crank's not bad. They're the over-the-top action flicks.
Well, that's what it is. I know there's just sort of big, dumb, fun action flicks, and I kind of want to check them out. I know he's got an erection through a good chunk of one of them.
Yeah,
so.
That was number two, I think it was. Yeah, that was number two. So
I think him and... I think it is Ben Foster. I think I'm saying them right.
Yep, it is.
Yeah. Those two, I think, might be kind of good in the mechanics. I have to check that out. So that's out today, then.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep. So, and then on to news. There's been a lot of drama going on with the Dark Tower. Last week, if we would have recorded, I would have said they were actually going to axe it. They weren't even going to make it. But now, this week, they've come back, and they're saying the Dark Tower is still going to go on, but they're trimming the budget. And I'm like, hell no. This is not going to work if they're going to trim the budget on this. This is huge and bad, bad decision. They figured they'll keep on going on since Javier Bardem has signed his contract. He's still agreeing with this, but they are going to limit the run of the TV series. They still have the three movies, but they're limiting the run on the TV. Ooh. And they're cutting the budget, like I said. And to top it off, they're actually pushing it back yet another year.
So now when is it supposed to...
2014.
Oh,
14.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
Well, it's, you know, the world's going to end at the end of 2012,
yeah,
right?
So... And this is what, that's what pisses me off, man. I'm not going to see my Roland on the screen.
Jeez. Aww. Nicole, why don't you just make your own movie?
I will. I'll make my own movie with Roland.
You could have Andy play Roland while he's there.
Yeah.
And... You'd have Gog in there as Eddie. He's not black, but it doesn't matter. see who else you can get in there. Maybe have Amy play Sue's.
Yeah, she could be Detta. I could see her going crazy as Detta.
You can just like paint Nuke and Taser and have
be
them
be a little oi.
Yeah,
we're making this happen, people. Mm-hmm. And then in other movie news, there's actually a Hollywood is actually coming out with something that doesn't say reboot or remake. Wow. It's called Seven Psychopaths. Right there. That sounds like an interesting movie. So, but even better, you've got crazy people playing in this movie. So far, they have got Colin Farrell, give or take him. They got Sam Rockwell, Mickey Rourke, and Christopher Walken. Four out of the seven psychopaths that they're going to be having in it. And it's a Martin McDonagh film. And basically, they're saying that it's very odd. It starts off with missing dogs. That's the concept with missing dogs. And these people just go crazy over their missing dogs, apparently. But it's Christopher Walken.
Those Mickey... are three of my favorite actors right there. Rockwell, Rourke, and Walken.
Uh-huh.
Colin Farrell, I can't stand, but you know.
Yeah, he's one of those ones, give or take. I cannot stand his personal life.
I can't stand him as an actor either.
So, but I'm excited for this. And they're saying they got the idea when Mickey Rourke, this was back in the time when he was doing The Wrestler, and remember his little dog that he had? Well, his dog passed away, but they got the idea to build this story around these missing dogs and just build the Seven Psychopath movie. Like, it's very in the early stages right now, but like I said, it's got some great actors in it playing psychopaths. I'm there.
I don't know. See, if it's going to show dogs coming to harm, I'm not going to be able
to
watch it.
No, I won't
though.
Say that. It's they're talking about missing dogs. So no, if they're, I won't see it if that's how it is, but so.
Yeah.
But, and then, I found this last article fairly interesting. Movie Phone, it's a movie site. They've conducted what they think is the top 25 comic book movies. I'm like, It's very popular right now. I mean, you've got four coming out this summer alone. So just go over this list real quick. Number 25, Shogun Assassin. I don't remember that movie. So. Number 24, History of Violence. I did see the movie. Did not read the comic book. But, you know, Viggo Mortensen, he does good pretty much anything. Number 23 was 300. I enjoyed both of them myself.
Surprised that wasn't higher.
I know. There's some on here, especially when you get this number one. So, number 22, Road to Perdition. Saw the movie. I didn't even realize this was a comic book. So,
I did know that was one, actually.
Number 21, Hellboy.
Ugh, that should be number one.
That one should be up.
Actually, it should be number two behind Hellboy 2.
Hellboy 2 was. I love that movie. Love it. Number 20, yes. X-Men. The first movie wasn't bad. I didn't mind it. So
X2 was much better, though.
I need to go back and watch them all back to back.
Number skip the third one.
Yeah. Number 19.
And Wolverine.
Oh yes. Well, Wolverine has Hugh Jackman running around with his butt.
Ugh.
Number 19. Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Again, haven't seen either one of them. Number 18. Persepolis.
No, Persepolis.
Persepolis. Oh my gosh. Can I be more retarded? Yeah. I'm not familiar with
it. Never heard of it.
Yeah. Number 17, Sin City. Again.
Oh, no, that should be number 3.
Yes. Another good one. Number 16, X2. There you go. X-Men 2. So.
That should be number 4.
Number 15, Ghost in the Shell. I just barely completed the second gig yesterday with GOG. I shouldn't have mentioned that. So,
you know, GOG was giving Stu shit the other day on Twitter about that I haven't seen Ghost in the Shell yet.
It was
weird to see a conversation about me. They're just like, when is she going to see Ghost in the Shell?
It really is good. It really is.
It's one of Stu's favorites, so I have to see it. So.
Yeah, it's good. It's one of those ones that I'm going to have to rewatch again just so I can pick up on like the little hints.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I won't mind watching it again. Mm-hmm. Number 14, again, I think this should be a little bit higher up. Iron Man.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Number 13, Lupin the Third, Castle of Carlisgo.
Cagliostro.
I don't even know this one.
I've never heard of that either.
Number 12, Spider-Man. I like the first Spider-Man. So, number 11, The Rocketeer. Hello, where the hell did this come from? Do you even remember The Rocketeer?
It was on TV like last night or the night before.
Oh my gosh! 1991. Number 10. I'm surprised this did not make the number one. It's Superman.
Ugh.
Because everyone knows Superman. But...
doesn't make it good.
I know, that's true. Number 9, American Splendor. I didn't even know this was a comic book.
Oh, yeah. If you were from Cleveland, you would know.
Not know that one.
Harvey Keekar, he's from Cleveland.
Oh, really?
He was kind of an institution there.
Number 8, The Men in Black. I actually enjoy the Men in Black series. But.
Second one's a bit rubbish, but the first one's great.
Yes, I love that first one. Number 7, Batman. Batman. Number
Goddamn
8.
Batman.
Number 6, Spider-Man 2.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I find it interesting in this list that the sequels are up higher than the originals.
Because Spider-Man 2 is a lot better than the first one.
I'd like Doc Ock, so.
Yeah.
Number 5, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I love the Turtles. So.
They ranked that higher than Sin City and Hellboy.
Uh-huh.
Jesus.
Number 4, Ghost World. Not even familiar with it.
I've heard of the movie. I didn't know it was a comic first.
Yeah. Number 3, Akira.
The one they're trying to ruin in the live action?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, The Dark Knight.
Oh, awesome.
And number 1, this was a surprise to me, Blade.
What?
Yeah.
Christ. No way.
So I can tell you have mixed emotions about this list as well as I do.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, like
I said, a film.
Yeah. Yeah. Hellboy 2 should have been on the list.
It's yeah.
Like up in the top 5 at least.
Number 1.
Yeah. Iron Man should have been up higher, I thought. Love Iron Man.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised, even with this list, even though it came out a couple weeks ago, I'm surprised I did not have Thor on here.
Iron Man 2 should have been on there, too.
And I'm surprised with the popularity of not Spider-Man, Superman, it wasn't up higher. I know, give or take with Superman, so. Yeah, there is your top 25 comic book movies. Which, yeah, give or take, so.
I'm tempted to do a...
Do your own?
Yeah, or to do it as a homework thing, you know, like, give us your, maybe not 25, but like your top 10.
Yeah, there we go.
Comic book movies, something. Well, we already have one set up for this week. But
oh, that's true.
We can do it another time. We might do that another time.
Yeah. All right. That was it for movies. What about horror?
The first thing I have is a high-res look at Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. It's just a picture. It just says it's the first high-res stills from, I want to say Timurbek Mametov, something, Membatov, I don't know how to say this dude's name. But anyway, he's the director filming Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. And I hate that this, why is everything in 3D? Ah. But,
It does get annoying after a while.
Yeah. It's got Benjamin Walker as the 16th president, obviously. And it says, the story revolves around the president's quest to rid the world of vampires, presented as part of the conflict behind the Civil War. So it should be cool. I'm just excited about the film. So I thought and he looks good as Lincoln. There's two shots here where you can see him as older Lincoln and as younger Lincoln, and he looks really good. It's not an over-the-top sort of caricature of what he looked like. You know what I mean? Like, usually with a Lincoln, it's kind of overdone. Yeah, but
everyone always does that to the extreme. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the coolest thing about this is that Alan Tudyk is going to be in it. So I love that.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's already a win.
I love that they have the release date already set as June 22nd, 2012 as well. It kind of cracks me up. So in about 14 months.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's taken so much longer, especially with 3D movies, to make them. I mean, some movies like Paranormal Activity, you could put them out within 2 or 3 weeks, you know? But it worked for that type of movie. But for something that involves 3D, yeah.
And the next thing I have, it's just an image of, I did a double take, it's David Tennant. It's sort of the first image of Tennant as Peter Vincent in Fright Night, because we had the trailer for the movie on the show in the last couple of shows, where you didn't actually see Tennant in the trailer, so here's a picture of him.
I had to actually do a double take of this.
Yeah, you don't, I would never have known that was David Tennant. When I opened the picture up bigger after I know who it was, I can kind of see that that's him under. I'm assuming it's a wig, and he's dressed like he wants to be Chris Angel.
I was going
to
say, he looks like Chris Angel.
Well, and the thing is, the reason I said that is that apparently Peter Vincent is a magician in this.
Oh. And
whereas in the original film, he was like an actor, a B-movie actor, who was now hosting a sort of late night horror show. So in this, I think he's supposed to be a magician instead. So
I blew this picture up, and I still, it's just,
I know it doesn't really look like Tennant.
He looks so different.
Could be interesting. I'm for some reason not completely pissed off about this remake, because I love the original. So and I'm surprised I'm not pissed off about the remake, but I'm actually kind of excited about it. Even that
you, I am too. Of course, I like David Tennant, so.
But I love Anton Yelchin. I think he's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So that should be cool. And I think Toni Collette plays his mom, and I love her, so. So, and then the last thing I have.
It opens up August 19th. Not that far off.
Yeah, no, it's not. That's right. It comes out August 19th, so.
Yay.
Then the last thing I had was just, it's kind of funny that it's this top secret. Top Secret Total Recall cameo. Now, apparently, the Total Recall reboot, remake, whatever the hell you want to call it, Ethan Hawke is going to be in this. Goddamn, Colin Farrell starring in this one, too. Son of a bitch, that fucker needs to stop getting work. Anyway, better actors out there. They should have gotten a young unknown to play. Oh, anyway, I'm annoyed about the Total Recall thing. I don't even know why I'm posting news. But anyway, this is slow news week. So anyway, apparently Ethan Hawke is going to play a role. It says the role is being kept secret, and it is a cameo in nature, so we don't know what it is. Yeah. But that's the big announcement.
See, so, and I, you know, okay, for me, Ethan Hawke, he was gone for so long that most people didn't realize he was still in Hollywood until The Town came out, and you're like, oh yeah, I remember him. Another saying he's another big A-list actor that you should know who this cameo is. I think that's really weird.
See, for me, he didn't go anywhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't view that like that at all. He's always been around.
I like the guy, but I just feel like he just went away.
I'm completely ambivalent about him.
But I like Reality Bites.
Oh, I hate that movie. Oh, my God. I could do a whole show about why I hate that fucking movie. Why that movie sucks so much ass. I can... Oh, anyway.
I remember watching it in college.
See, I skew too old for that fucking bullshit Gen X crap slacker motherfuckers. Oh, I hate that movie. Anyway. Oh. And I just remember Roger Ebert saying that he thought that she picked the wrong guy at the end. She thought she should have wound up with... He thought she should have wound up with fucking Ben Stiller's character. And all these people were like, oh my God, no way! And I was like, who cares? Anyway. So anyway, sorry. Went off on a rant.
I love it. I love it.
You know, Ethan Hawke was in The Town either. Of course, I don't want to see that. But they're supposed to start shooting the Total Recall remake in Toronto in June. So... Mm-hmm. Nice. The only good thing about it was, though, it said Bryan Cranston is playing the villain. So I'm thinking he's going to be either, I think he's going to have Ronnie Cox's role, and I can't, Cohagan. So if they have Bryan Cranston was the father on Malcolm in the Middle, and he was in Breaking Bad, and I love him. So if he's playing Cohagan, that could be awesome. I might watch it just for
I
him.
I really need to go. I cannot even remember the last time I watched Total Recall.
Oh God, it's so. It's been on TV actually this week. I saw it last night, I think, and the night before, or yesterday evening and the night before, something like that. It's been on, I think, Sci-Fi. So, of course, I have it on DVD too. So
I haven't really been clicking through the channels lately. So,
yeah. But that's all I got in horror.
Okay.
Oh, I did actually get, I got a press release right before, earlier tonight, got one emailed to me that, I'll mention real quick because I thought it was cool, and I'll forward the email to you.
You forwarded it to me.
Well, no, not that one, because that already happened, and so I wasn't going to mention it because it's done and dusted, but this is a different one. Apparently, they made a film about William Castle, who, if you guys don't know who William Castle is, he was a filmmaker in the like 50s and 60s. He was known for his gimmicks at the cinema. Like he would, one of his most famous films is The Tingler. And he actually put these vibrating sort of buzzer things under some of the seats in movie theaters.
Oh so yeah. I remember hearing about that.
Watching it, and in a scene where somebody was supposed to be getting attacked by the creature, their seat would buzz and they'd shit themselves. All these great gimmicks, and William Castle was just like such a showman, and he would always appear in the trailers, really selling the films. He was just a great character, and they've done a film about him called Spine Tingler, the William Castle story, and it's a special edition DVD. So we'll put the link up and everything in the show notes and stuff, but it just sounds awesome to me. Yeah. So
oh, and there's a trailer you guys gotta go check out. What's the name of the movie called? About the Nazis on the moon.
Oh, my God. Iron Sky. Yeah, we'll have That's to put that. Oh, yeah. Stu showed it to me earlier tonight. Yeah. Out of nowhere. I think he just stumbled across it on the net tonight. And he's like, oh, you got to see this trailer. So he sends it to me. And I was like, oh, my God. So I posted it on Twitter. And then Nicole sees it. She's like, oh, my God. So it's called Iron Sky. You guys just... Udo Kier is in it, which is awesome, and he's a great German actor that I love.
Oh.
And, I mean, it's like you said, Nazis on the moon who attack in space. Mm-hmm. Blimps.
Well, because,
how awesome is
because I was telling you this before. I'm like, I listen to a lot of conspiracy theory stuff, and this is one of those things that I find ridiculous but fascinating at the same time. A lot of people say there's a conspiracy theory that Nazis live on the dark side of the moon, that, you know, when Hitler disappeared, you know, they actually went to the moon. It's just like, I find that so ridiculous, possible? But...
Are they reckoning that that's possible, considering it was like 43? We didn't go to the moon until 69.
Yeah, they were saying, the whole conspiracy theory is that Hitler had a working UFO. Yeah, that he actually fed out the technology to work out UFOs. And so this is, I know, like I said, this is ridiculous, but fun at the same time.
Doing it. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so they're saying that that's how they got up to the moon, is that Hitler got the working UFOs. So.
And they somehow colonized the dark side of the moon and they're staying there?
Yep. That is conspiracy theory. Look it up, people. It's not just something I made it
up. Wow.
Like I said, it's one of those ridiculous things that I just find fun. Oh, I just love hearing people's stories about Nazis on the moon.
I mean, I'll admit, I have gone off on conspiracy. I, for a long time in my younger years, totally believed that we never went to the moon. Now I'm much more on the fence about it and much more inclined to believe that we did go. But, so I mean, I am flake enough to, you know, enjoy a good conspiracy theory and believe it in myself. But even this, I'm just like, whoa.
Yeah. So, you know, you just put Nazis on the moon in Google, you'll see all the conspiracy stuff.
I have to do that.
It's fun. It's kind of like the Flat Earth Society. You start reading about these people.
Flat Earthers, yes.
You're just like, you get so fascinated to what they believe. You're just like, this is really cool. But really?
For like 5 seconds, and then you want to go on a killing spree.
You're just like, okay.
Oh, look, the shitty Looney Tunes show is on Cartoon Network right now.
Yay.
Anyway,
lucky.
Yeah. Good thing I'm doing the show. You want to give us your TV news?
Yeah, we'll give you some TV news. Well, guess what? For you fans of Two and a Half Men, it will be going on. Machine is out the door, and they've replaced him with Kelso. Ashton Kutcher will be replacing Charlie. Now, they really haven't said if he's actually going to be playing Charlie's part or if they're bringing him in as a whole different character. And I'm honestly hoping it's the latter because I can't...
Oh, I would think it would be the latter.
So, this will be an interesting twist to see how they actually put the spin on it.
And it would be like a tale of two dicks on Bewitched.
Yes, exactly.
If you guys don't know what I'm on about, Bewitched, there was Dick York and Dick Sargent, and they literally just had, they just changed the actor playing her husband Darren on that show.
Yeah, like one season, like, it was like in the middle of a season, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. It just suddenly, it was a completely different actor playing the part, and they never said why.
Yeah.
I think it was just poor health or maybe drinking.
Yeah.
Something like that. Unfortunately, both of those actors passed away, I think, I always forget which one is which, but the first one, I think...
That's Dick York.
Yeah, I think that's who it was. Died fairly young, and then the other one lived to a fairly old age, but I remember seeing him on, like, TV or something. Christmas was years ago, but he just looked really bad. You know, like, when they have, like, I think he had, like, COPD or emphysema or something, so he's on oxygen, and he just looked terrible. It was like, oh, God, so...
But you know for a fact that Two and a Half Men, they will have extremely high ratings for the first show that Ashton's in it, just so because everyone wants to know what the hell's going on, you know? So I'm pretty sure this will be around for at least one more season.
Ugh. Well, I won't be watching it for one more season, just like the rest.
It's been getting on my nerves for the past 3-4 years. It was such a good show when it first came out, but it's like one of those ongoing jokes that I'm just way too tired, but who knows, maybe they'll do something new with Ashton, so look for that in the fall.
But I think they should just give the son a show.
Yeah I like,
I've never been able to get through an entire episode of it. I think it's just awful, but the kid grew up and he's the only thing that I found even remotely tolerable or amusing on the show was the kid. So
I liked him.
Yeah.
But one thing you cannot see this fall is Wonder Woman. NBC has totally dumped it. Due to poor test ratings, they decided they're not going to go with it. So after all those different costume changes, they have dumped
it. Oh, so now instead of giving a show 6 episodes to prove itself and then dumping it, or 14 as in the case of Fly, now you screw up in the testing and you're gone.
Yep. Jesus. I know. I know a lot of people that are upset with this because I know a lot of women that are looking forward to a new Wonder Woman. I know when I was little, you know, Wonder Woman was you know, the one superhero for girls, you know, like the underoos and stuff.
I mean, there was Electra Woman and Dyna Girl.
Most people didn't know who those were.
I think a lot of people know who this is.
But, you know, Wonder Woman is like, she's very iconic.
But she didn't have underoos.
Like, yeah, they didn't have underoos. So God, yeah.
Because I wanted Spider-Man underoos and I couldn't have them.
I did too. I loved Spider-Man growing up. Mm. But yeah, so don't look for it. So I just think that's sad because, yeah, I thought it could have gotten. I blame her lack of being able to accessorize, you know, with the rest. Her bracelets are silver, people. The rest of her outfit's gold. Come on. I blame it on that. So.
The next headline's making my head hurt.
I know this. Well, if you guys have missed Jennifer Love Hewitt, you know, becoming this fall to Law and Order SVU. Why? Well, I know I'm going to miss Francine.
She's got boobies. Mariska Hargitay.
Hargitay, yeah. I want to say Haggerty because I have a neighbor named Haggerty. So, beautiful, beautiful woman. She's decided she wants to spend some time with her family. She's not going to be totally off the show. She is actually going to be only a part-time. Here's a somewhat of a spoiler. It's going to be within the first 5 minutes of the fall opening. She's going to be promoted. And so they need to have someone replace her job, so they're getting to do it. So she will still be on the show. But the good thing is she is going to get paid the same amount of money as she is now, but she's going to be working twice as less so she can spend time with her family.
Twice as less.
Twice as less. Half as less. My gosh, my English.
Half as much.
I is schooled.
She's edumacated.
I'm edumacated. Yay.
So they're promoting Olivia. Wow.
Yep. So, because I love this show. I love this.
It's the only of the Law and Orders that I ever got into. I haven't watched it with any regularity in years, but I actually flipping through the channels a couple minutes ago, it was on.
Yeah, I watched it through. They usually have a rerun of the week before on like the CW or something. And
It's on so many channels.
Yeah, like
it's on, like TNT and USA constantly.
Yeah, so I watch it on my days off, and I love this show. There was one episode. There was one episode where she. I don't know if you saw this one, where she actually went into prison because they were trying to catch a corrupt guard. Oh my gosh, that was...
You almost rape her.
Yes.
Yeah, and then, you know which one? Did you ever see the one with, it was one of those few times, and you see like a preview for a show, and they usually only do this during sweep months, but the announcer will say like, the ending will blow your mind, and I hate when they do that because it's hyperbole and it's bullshit. There was an episode of Law and Order SVU where they said that, and I watched it. I made a point to watch it, and it really did. And it had Margot Kidder in it, and Chad Lowe was in it, and they were mother and son. And I don't want to say, just in case, because it's a great episode of a great show, but yeah, the ending really did blow my mind. I was like...
I remember. I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah. Chad Lowe was good in that. I mean, he was like really, because he had to play somebody who was really fucked in the head, and he did a good job of it.
I like I said, I really love this show.
To, you know, what's her face? So.
So
that was me, but I couldn't help myself. Hilary Swank, I couldn't think of it.
Oh, yes, okay.
She won the Oscar and forgot to thank.
That was us.
Cut to, they're now divorced. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah, so look for some changes coming up next fall.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, though, oh my god.
Yeah, we'll see. I did watch Ghost Whisperer until like the last couple seasons.
Why?
Because I love supernatural stories, you know.
Oh, but it's Jennifer Love Hewitt. Oh.
Yes, yeah, so we'll see. And
Did you ever see that bit on Family Guy where they're like,
with her big old boobs.
her tits are literally like sticking out like a block, and it's like, why do all the guests come to me? I don't know. Why do
She's just
they?
staring at her boobs.
Yeah, she had the big boobies.
And one last announcement for TV. Shark Week's been announced. The best week on television, Shark Week, is returning July 31st. Just thought I'd let you know. Do you ever watch Shark Week?
Yes, I was eating Munchos.
Shark Week has the best commercials too.
Sorry, I was eating Munchos. I had it muted the mic.
No problem.
The best thing that came out of Shark, I usually actually don't watch it. As much as I love Sharks, I generally don't watch any of the shows except when they do a special Mythbusters for it.
Mythbusters was awesome on this Shark Week they did like 3 years ago or something like that. Is it 3 years?
Yeah, it was 3 or 4 years ago they busted all the stuff in Jaws. It was a special 2 hour.
Yeah, that was a good
Awesome.
one. But I remember, when was it? They had some really good commercials. I want to say was it 2, 3 years ago? Where it's like, be afraid to go in the water. They show people like by their bathtubs and by the pool with like the Jaws theme in the back.
Oh, I don't remember those, huh?
Oh, that was some of the best advertisements ever.
I just think of Mike Rowe with it now because he seems to be on every commercial for every show.
Oh, I know. So look for that Discovery Channel at July 31st. I'm excited because I like Shark Week. So there's some TV news for you. In music news, I really don't have much to say. I've got a couple of just minor things. Johnny Depp is writing music with Steven Tyler. They were saying they kind of hit it off on the red carpet one time with the premiere of the, well, actually it was just recently the Disney premiere of On Stranger Tides. And so they decided, hey, let's get a chance to play together. Yay! So look for that soon. And Slick has some Steven Tyler news later on, so. And.
Oh, you know what? Did you hear about that Disney? They trademarked that.
Yep. Be
What
talking
was
about
it?
that soon.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have that in our laboratory.
Oh, okay.
And then on a little bit of reunion news, Brian Wilson may reunite with the Beach Boys to make their 50th anniversary. I have a love-hate relationship with this article because I do enjoy the Beach Boys music, but when I saw them live, I hated them. They were horrible live. So if they do a record or a CD, whatever they call it now, whatever your young folks call it is, you know, I'll probably get it, but I will not see them in person ever again.
Okay, hey, you know how I felt about Reality Bites?
Yeah,
That's how I feel
I
about
know how you
Beach
like.
Boys. And B, don't ever do the old person voice again because that's scary.
You don't
Really
like
sounds
that
like an
old
old
person voice? Oh,
person. Oh,
sweetie.
God. Oh, God, make it go away.
Yeah, so yeah, them and Chicago were the two
Oh,
biggest
God.
disappointments in my life when I saw live.
I cannot believe you paid to see both of those bands
Actually,
live. Like, two of the
I did not
worst
pay for
bands ever.
Chicago. My friend had an extra ticket.
Oh, God.
But it was bad.
Have to say I'm sorry,
The thing
please.
is, in the Chicago concert, they did not play any song that anyone knew. They were like just having a garage band. All of us are looking around like, okay, is this just the warm-up session? Or are
You
they
didn't
going
do 25 or 624.
Nope.
I do not understand the lyrics to that song. God, I don't get it. Anyway.
Yeah, that's the thing. The whole Chicago concert was them just jamming, and everyone's just looking around like, okay, when's it gonna start? It was horrible. So please give us some better music. Let me tell you about the musicians these days. They're having babies, they're getting married, and they're naming their babies some retarded stuff. Mariah Carey, please go die in a fire. Okay.
See, and she's the sweet one.
Gosh, that
Moroccan.
she named her baby boy Moroccan. You know how she got
You
the
told me it was a girl she named that.
Monroe was the girl, Moroccan was the boy.
Oh, I didn't know she had one of each.
Yeah,
Jesus.
she had twins, and she named her baby boy Moroccan because that is the level of her apartment complex. That's the name of her apartment complex level. How arrogant and self-conceited can you get? I like my apartment so much, I'm gonna name my baby after it.
Maybe that's where he was conceived.
Ew.
Well, that's a lot of musicians tend to do that. That's why you got. Isn't that what the Beckhams did? They named their sons after the cities they were conceived in.
So yeah, and now they're going to have. They're going. That's another thing. They're trying to name their baby Santa. Did you know that? To name, because they want to name it Santa Barbara, and I'm just like, because that's
is
where
this
they
girl
live.
Or boy?
It's a girl, you know. Or
when do they have a girl?
No, she's pregnant right now.
Oh.
And so they're thinking of names. They want to name her Santa after Santa Barbara or Santa Monica, one of the two. I'm just like, why don't you use one of the other names, like Barbara or Monica? That's normal. But no, they want to name her Santa.
Again, probably where the child was conceived.
Oh, God.
Why can't they conceive a baby in, like, Cleveland or something? Butte, Montana. There you go.
Everybody would call it Butt.
Well, then they wouldn't want to name it after the city, so
yeah,
it's like,
that's true.
Call it, name it, get laid in Phoenix and call it Pahonix.
Pahonix, I love that FedEx commercial.
Mm-hmm. What, Pahonix?
Yeah.
I knew people in high school that said it like that.
Pahonix? Really?
Yeah, I thought it was Pahonix. Of course, this was a person who also pronounced the word ambulance. He would say
ambulance. Ambulance?
No, it was A-M-A-L-A-N, Amalan.
Oh my God!
Lamb, A-M-A-L-A-M, actually, Amalam.
Amalam.
Not well educated, but anyway.
Yeah. On to some better news. Looks good.
Metal news. I do have something cool. System of Down is kicking off. Excuse me. They kicked off a reunion tour last Tuesday, May 10th, in front of 14,000 fans at Rexall Place in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. And it said it was a sparse stage adorned with rows of adjustable spotlights and a cloth backdrop that projected the band's logos in during the slower song, Some Mountains. At the band's feet were their trademark oriental rugs. It says this was as much a dress rehearsal as it was a kickoff. And at first, the cobwebs were obvious. The band came out with a powerful sound, instantly comfortable with their old catalog of bangers and ballads. But they had a little physical presence, seeming static and rigid and at odds with their unflinchingly intense sound. And it's got their set list. Now, System of a Down had, they announced their return last November. And, they had initially, they never really broke up. They just kind of all, I think, had enough for a little while. They just all, it was financial problems and they had creative differences. They always say creative differences. Mm-hmm. So they took a break. It wasn't really a breakup so much. They all had kind of ideas of separate projects they wanted to do and stuff, but they came back together. The System of a Down is one of the strangest bands ever, and it's a band that is so weird that initially I did not like them at all. My brother would listen to this, and I remember he gets me to listen to this song called BYOB, which is Bring Your Own Bomb, and I'm listening to the song, and it was like one of those songs that, like, you kind of hate at first, but you can't stop listening to it, and it's just like, and the next thing you know, you want to listen to it, and then it's like, they're so unique. My favorite song by them is, I don't know, have you ever heard Violent Pornography, Nicole?
I haven't heard that one.
Oh, it's my favorite song. It's awesome. Even the chorus is actually Violent Pornography, Choking Chicks and Sodomy.
They actually have my favorite song on here. It's Chop Suey.
Yeah, that's a lot of people's favorites.
I love that one.
They are a great band. I love their names. They have, like, the best name, Serge Tankian, lead singer, you know, Darren Malakian, John Dolmayan. You know, Odagian is the bass player that was, Shavo Odagian is the bass player. So, anyway, they, I think it said in here, what was it, it's been a while since I got this news together last week and I haven't looked at it since, but oh crap. I thought it said that there was an album coming out too.
It's been a while since they've had an album.
Yeah. I can't remember if they said that. It looks like it doesn't say that they're working on a new album. They might though. And again, like I said, it wasn't a breakup to begin with. They all just, I think, kind of needed a break from each other and a break from that to kind of do what they wanted to do. I think it's a smart way to do it. I never understood bands that were like, you know, like, God, in the 70s, Ace Frehley just wanted to do a solo album. And Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley. Well, it was Gene Simmons more than anybody. Was just like, I think it's because he's kind of a control freak. He just was like, why would you want to do a solo? You know what I mean? He just, I don't understand that mentality of bands having a hard time with one of their members wanting to do a solo album. It doesn't necessarily mean the person wants to leave the band.
Yeah.
It just means they're a musician. They're a creative person. They want to do something. So
yeah, they want to do something.
But,
yeah, it says right here, there's no word yet on whether System plans on recording a new album.
That's, I couldn't remember if it said there was or wasn't. Okay, cool. But hopefully they will. And either way, they're touring again. So, I, you know, it seems like they're probably getting, well, obviously you just start, they haven't played together for a while, so they're still getting their shit together, as it were. But probably, from that report, it sounds like they sounded fine, but just their stage presence wasn't. But then again, they're not, you know, they're not New Kids on the Block or insane. They're not, you don't go see System of a Down necessarily for their stage. You know, it's for the music, so.
Mm-hmm. You go there to, you know, jam out with your fellow metalheads.
That's right. And then the next thing I have, I thought this was so randomly stupid. I just was like, okay.
Steven Adler.
For Guns N' Roses, has a new band called Adler's Appetite. Is that what it's called? Why am I having a brain fart?
That sounds about right.
Anyway, he was interviewed recently, and... by TMZ.com, so that gives you the quality of this news. that was sarcasm. He said, after seeing Steven Tyler's rig, and he is talking about his penis, he said, I'm lucky if I take my clothes off at all after that. And he's talking about how Adler, he said Steven Tyler just had, like, the biggest penis in rock and roll. And if you, there's an audio clip with this article, and if you listen to it, you hear Steven Tyler being interviewed on a radio show, and they play him a little bit of the clip of Adler talking about his junk, and Steven's response is, you know what, that's terrible. He said, first of all, I've never been with a guy when I've been with three or four women. Because what would, let me back up a little bit. Steven Adler said that he saw Tyler, I think, it said he was having a five women at once kind of a thing on a tour bus or something. That's how he witnessed this, so to speak. But Steven Tyler said, you know, I've never been with a guy when I've been with three or four women. I just don't swing that way. I'm sorry. Thank God I got sober. I might have wound up, well, who knows? I wasn't that promiscuous, let's just say. But he said Adler was dreaming about my schlong. So, yeah, it's just... I think in the audio clip, when you listen to it, you hear Adler say something like, two or three chicks had their hands on Tyler's junk at the same time. And you know what I mean? Like, So, yeah, the Stevens silliness.
Oh, my gosh.
So, it was a slow news week, and I probably should have looked for better news tonight.
No, that was funny. That was awesome. That was awesome.
If you listen to the audio clip, it is fairly amusing hearing Adler talk about it, and then Steven Tyler's reaction. So, the last thing I have, world's rarest vintage Zeppelin t-shirt sells for $10,000. Now, you might think that's crazy, but apparently vintage t-shirts is quite the collectible. And on eBay, and... you know, with independent sellers and such, the t-shirt, it, the reason it was so, is worth so much is that, I love it that the guy from eBay says, when I got the sale notification, my jaw hit the floor. That's always a good one. But, it was, I'm trying to see where they described it. The t-shirt, it's the most scarce Zeppelin t-shirt ever produced. The article was printed in limited quantity as a unique way to replace conventional backstage passes for one of the band's historic 79 Nebworth House concerts.
Okay.
Oh, God, that was the hottest that Robert Plant ever... Oh, God.
Yeah.
Anyway, the guy who sold the shirt, he acquired it for $123 from the family who ran the shop that screen printed the original shirts. And he said, at the time, I thought I may have overpaid until I got back home, looked it up online, and noticed it was ranked number one as the rarest Zeppelin t-shirt. So he paid $123 for it and got $10,000 for it. I'd say
that's like, a good investment.
Yes. Excuse me. And the only thing that's known about the buyer is that he's located in Australia, and he bought a second Zeppelin shirt at the same week. And he declined to comment about the purchase. One thing for certain, he's got a whole lot of love for Zeppelin. Murr! Anyway.
And a whole lot of money. Hello?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And the shirts, there's a picture of the shirt, the front and back. And it just has like a big LZ Nebworth on the front. And the back says their logo. Backstage pass is 79. And then I'm not entirely sure whose signature is on the back.
I can't see.
It doesn't look like any of the guys' names. That's definitely not Robert Plant. It's definitely not Jim. Oh, it's probably Jay Page. Maybe it's Jay Page.
Is it?
Maybe. Oh, I don't know. I've never really seen any of their... That's the only... Out of the names of the band, it's not John Paul Jones, and it's not John Bonham, so I don't think. Maybe it's John Bonham. I don't know. But there's some sort of signature on the back of the show.
Yeah.
To me, it's... It's certainly not worth much to look at, but because of when you know why it's so, I can, you know, you understand why it's so.
The history of it, yeah. That's cool. I wish I did too. That'd be nice.
Yeah, no shit.
I have some old shirts. Maybe there were something that I just don't know about. I have some old concert. I have my Dr. Feelgood shirt. Think that could be worth
Don't reckon it's going to be worth too much more, but,
yeah. No. I have a Skid Row shirt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to get much money for them. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, in some other odd news in our laboratory, I've got a couple things here. For all you people who were looking forward to playing the game of getting Bin Laden himself, you know, being one of the SEAL team. Well, guess what? You have to wait till Disney produces it. Yes. Disney has bought the trademark SEAL Team 6 for toys, games, movies, snow globes, and Christmas stockings. This happened only 2 days after Bin Laden was dead. How do you feel about Disney buying out the trademark SEAL Team 6?
Well, I love that. It's not even... That's just the supposed name of the team.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's already like a myth.
Yeah, and they're saying now that if you want to have an official gaming license, you have to go through Disney.
It was just a wise business move financially on their part, even though it was kind of a douchey move.
I think it's funny that they're wanting to sell Christmas stockings with SEAL Team 6 on it. Mm-hmm. Christmas stockings, really? Is there a great demand for Navy SEALs Christmas stockings? Oh, Disney. Put your name on anything.
Yeah, no.
But yeah.
Disney.
Yeah. Good old Disney. Buying out stuff. Only 2 days. And, well, one of their main competitors, DreamWorks, is also going to be trying out the whole vacation planning. They're going to start out small. They're going to actually start out in your neck of the woods down in Orlando with private parties at hotels. They'll be bringing their DreamWorks characters, of course, like they're showing here in Madagascar, the characters there. And then they're planning on growing bigger into down the line into theme parks. They're saying they don't want to do exactly like Disney does. They want to expand to probably, they're saying, maybe even to Nashville. It's someplace different, so.
There's Dollywood.
Yeah. Well, Dollywood was was being sold. There you go, DreamWorks. Buy that up. You got your property.
I didn't know that she was selling that.
Yeah, she was selling it like a couple years ago. I don't know if it actually sold or not.
I wonder why she was selling it.
I think that would be wonderful. That's one place when I went to Tennessee I didn't get to go to. But it's one of those ones I'd be kind of interested in seeing.
I have friends that have gone. They said it was really cool.
Yeah. So
it's better than Branson, Missouri.
Branson. I know a lot of people that like Branson. So.
Oh, Lord. That's got to be the cheesiest place on earth. The soulless place on earth.
Soulless.
Telling you.
They have a Ripley.
There's no souls there.
They've got a Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum there, and it looks like it's cracked in half.
Whoop-a-dee-doo.
That building's awesome. So,
the Ripley Show, I loved it when I was a kid, and Jack Palance hosted it.
Oh, yes, that was awesome.
But the new ones, like in more recent years, I don't think it's been on for a long time, but they had, oh, bollocks.
Superman. Dean Cain.
Dean Cain, Jose, oh, it's just awful.
So you're like super bad.
Like, oh, no, it's just the show was terrible. I was just like, it was probably the same level of crap when I was a kid. It just seemed cool, but oh, yeah, it was bad. Ripley's. Not good.
Good old Ripley's. All right, and that's our news.
Yay!